Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, men and women of all ages. Coming live to you from the Mr. Nice Guy Studio in sunny Hollywood, California. Time to tune your dial to the station that make you smile. WMNG, Mr. Nice Guy Radio. This is the Night Shift, and I am your host, Guy Nice. This is the realest show on your radio. We're here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. Sponsored and brought to you by your friendly neighborhood, Mr. Nice Guy. You can find Mr. Nice Guy on Twitter at Mr._NiceGuyTees. You also find Mr. Nice Guy on Instagram at Mr. Nice Guy Tees. And the online store is squareup.com/market/MNGTees. T-E-S. Make sure you enter your promo code, GuyNice. Get you a special discount. Also, show your support for the show. Get us some more time here on the air with you guys, ladies and gentlemen. Shout out to everybody in the Nice Guy Nation. Shout out to everybody in Radio Land. 516-418-5813. It's 516-418-5813. That's the call in number. Take the time, get online. Let me know what's on your mind. You know what I'm saying? I'll let you, boy. You got questions, comments. Whatever, you just want to shoot the shit. This is the Night Shift. I am your host, Guy Nice. I'm just glad to be here, man. Okay, so I had a doctor's appointment with my daughter today. I had to take her to Eggleston Hospital. I had to take her to Eggleston Hospital. It's Children's Healthcare of Atlanta Hospital. I got to say, by far, that's the best hospital I've been to throughout this whole experience. They were very friendly, very nice staff. You know what I'm saying? Speak to you, talk to you, treat you quickly, even though, you know what I'm saying, I wasn't there in an emergency situation. But everything was expedient. People were nice and friendly. The coolest thing about it for me was when we were leaving, they had this little table set up in the hallway, and they had like four ladies right there, and they were stopping people because they stopped us, and they they stopped looking at the baby, of course, as soon as we stopped. Said, would you like to write something that you're grateful for and hang it on the wall right there? It's like, that's cool. I mean, I was in a funky-ass mood. Now, I don't get it twisted, too. Man. You know what I mean? Let me tell you. I was in a funky-ass mood, bro. Like, really, I had no sleep. I had no food. I ain't smoked no cigarette, bro. I ain't took a shit yet. It's like, man, I'm just thugging right now, dog. Everything is all bad. Yeah, I mean, and then the lady stopped me talking about, hey, you want to write something that you're grateful for, put on the wall, oh, look at the baby, oh, blah, 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 yada, yada. And, of course, it's another nurse with us who's walking us out and shit, so, you know what I'm saying, she stopped, and she, you know, like talking bullshit. And I did write the thing, I ain't going to tell you what I wrote, you know what I'm saying, you go out there, and you walk through, and you take a look at what everybody else writing, because for a minute, it made me stop and take a look at that, the other things that people were writing. You know, and I feel like that was a good thing. That was an exceptional thing. I applaud them for their work there. You know what I'm saying? Eggleston Hospital, that's the loudest part. Eggleston Hospital, Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. You know what I mean? That was a cool ass little experience. I feel like things like that continue to remind you of the positive things that you have in your life and to be grateful, because I feel like a lot of us are ungrateful and unappreciative of all the luxuries that we have just being citizens in America. Like, I talk a lot of shit here every night. I'm still talking shit, you know what I mean? I talk a lot of shit here, though. But living here has afforded us a lot of luxuries that you don't necessarily have in other places. And without a doubt, I feel like everybody would also agree that we all guilty of taking advantage and being unappreciative of some of those things. I mean, because I see people, even myself, like the things that we do, the things that we're, the opportunities that we're afforded and the things that stand in front of us, the greatness that we could possibly achieve in this moment. But we don't even see it because we take this shit for granted so much. I'm not even in tune with what's going on my autopilot. I'm just flowing through this shit. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get to my next thing. Like, that's what, for me personally, that's where I had to check myself. Like, that's how I start develop my process. I had to stop from my mind already being moving to the next thing. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I don't know. Got short attention span. I don't know, some people say ADD and shit, like, you know, whatever. But I just interested in a lot of different things, and there's so many different things to learn about and experience in this world, in this lifetime, that it, you know, it just blows my mind every time. Like, everything, it's like, oh shit, look at that, look at that. You know what I'm saying? Like a dog chasing cars, going that way, boom, we're going that way. You know what I'm saying? There's so many different things out here that you could experience and you could do and you could see and you could learn about. And, you know, all those things change you. They add to you. They, you know what I'm saying? I would say they improve you because they deepen your understanding of other things. If not, if there is an argument there for you guys, then it at least deepens your understanding of this thing. You know what I'm saying? Which, how could that ever be something that is, you know, I guess whatever. So it's always for everything. But, you know what I'm saying? For majority purposes, that is a positive thing. It helps you to grow and move forward. Life is about growth. A lot of us fall into patterns of being comfortable, and our growth becomes stagnant. All of these things about products are not appreciating and choosing to see. So, you know, perception, what you're choosing to see. We take these things for granted, and because of that, we ignoring these other things. You choose to see those things, you make more of that moment. You grow more as a person. Overlooking those things is why so many relationships end up in trouble. And people can't communicate with each other because you don't know what they're talking about because you didn't see that happen. You saw something else happen. But at the same time, you were really doing something else, scrolling through your phone or whatever the fuck, you know what I'm saying? We all get to taking advantage of time, you know? This shit is, that is the most precious resource that we are all afforded, and we're all guilty of squandering that shit. I talked about it. I feel like I did this before. I feel like I talked about this before. You know what I'm saying? But it's more, for me, this dialogue, monologue, rather, ain't gonna be a dialogue. I'll put some of y'all motherfuckers in here, man. I gotta get my people on the line. But this conversation is more about being grateful. You know, I had a partner, and y'all know him. He used to always say, give thanks in all things. And it became like a fucking tape recording and shit. Like, boy, no matter what happened, he gonna be like, give thanks in all things and shit. And it's like, all right, man, whatever, man. I know what the fuck he gonna say. Whatever, dog. Like, you don't even believe that shit. Just you repeat it. You just say it. Or maybe you do believe it. Even bigger, why not? Why not give thanks in all things? Ain't what he's saying pretty fucking accurate? Like, yeah, this happening right now, that ain't so great, but it could be worse. You know what I'm saying? Prime example, right? Fucking, I need the drum rolls and shit. I got no drum roll. But you know what I'm saying? Breaking news. WMNG Network breaking news. You know what I'm saying? My daughter Aria will be coming home tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. No applause, motherfucker. My daughter be coming home tomorrow. Everybody be back together. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so, also, we flying out to Denver on Monday. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm having this conversation with my wife last night, and she's like, you know, the baby's coming home and stuff. You need to tell your job that you're going to need 4 more days off and shit, whatever. And I'm like, yo, well, you know, I got a couple extra days off, you know what I'm saying? Just because I kind of expected this to happen. Like, I planned for this. You know what I'm saying? I tried to foresee the things that I could. And she was like, well, when you leave? And I'm like, I leave on Monday. She's like, Monday? What Monday? This Monday? Yeah, like, yeah, you know, this Monday coming up right here, around the corner, 18th. And when you come back, I come back on the 22nd, on Friday. You said it was only 4 days. Like, then this whole thing started and shit. Like, you know, now she's doing this thing and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because it came too fast. You know, we all knew this shit was coming, man. You know, we knew this shit was coming for a year. You know what I'm saying? I tried to tell you anyway. Shit, I knew it was coming. I tried to put you on game, whether or not you pay attention. I can't make that decision. That's what I try to tell y'all motherfuckers here every night. I just try to put you on game. I can't make the decision for you. So, you know what I'm saying? Don't act like this news to you. You know what I'm saying? I'm counting down the days. What's up, other guy? You already know what's up. You know what I'm saying? Five more days. One hand now. Five more days, man. You already know what's up, dog. But hell yeah, man. So my daughter finna come home. So, you know what I'm saying? That created a situation for her where it's like, damn, she got to juggle two babies for these amount of days and shit. But something that you're going to have to get used to anyway. Not to take the compassion out of the situation, but it's something that you're going to have to get used to anyway. But, you know what I'm saying? I do feel for business is business, though. I say that with a smile on my face this time. Business is business, though. But I do feel bad for her. And then, you know, I got them a couple of days. That's something that I think it's super awesome, man. Super awesome time and experience, but my wife kind of stressed out. And then also, like, when my daughter come home, she's going to come home on oxygen, like with oxygen tanks and shit, you know what I mean? So we got kind of, we were just having a conversation before I got on the air right now about how I take our other daughter around. You know what I'm saying, around the house, and, you know, I'm taking her around as I'm doing shit. And, you know, she, because she's premium, you know, smile and whatever, she wanted to stay. And I don't know, she got the humidifier, whatever, the fucking air purifier, I don't know. You know what I'm saying, she's trying to keep the baby in a clean environment, all right? But, you know, whatever, man. You got to get exposed to life. That's my philosophy. Like, I'm trying to change. Nobody wants to sit around and see the same scenery all day long. You know what I'm saying? You need different stimulation, and you need different sights and sounds. You know, no matter who you are, you're a person. It's the approach that I'm trying to take to this baby thing, by the way. You know what I'm saying? This is a person that we're talking about. You know what I mean? They need a little more care. No, they don't. They need the same care that everybody else needs. And that's 100. And that's one of the things that this fatherhood experience is opening my eyes to. You know, like, that's kind of what I'm saying, is appreciate your friends and appreciate your brothers and appreciate your mama and appreciate your job. It might be a shitty job, but appreciate it. Appreciate your shitty boss, you know what I'm saying? Just understand that, you know, his mind might be focused on something else that's more important. You don't know what he's going through or, you know what I'm saying, whatever. And it might be silly, but who are we to tell other people that their concerns is silly? You know what I'm saying? That's what matters to you. Maybe that ain't what matters to the whole, but that's why you can't leave right now. I ain't no shot. No, this ain't no direct, you know, we ain't talking about Bennigan's or nothing tonight. You know what I'm saying? No bang, bang, none of that. I'm just providing some examples because I done had some shitty bosses, man. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, just the way I'm looking at this parenthood shit is the same way I'm trying to step out here and get it posted to life. Now, it don't always work like that because I end up getting in a situation like today when I'm fucking frustrated and I'm hungry and, you know what I'm saying, I ain't smoking, I'm fucking, you know what I'm saying, I'm sleeping and shit. And I ain't most friendly motherfucker, dog. I really just want to punch somebody. But I ain't trying to be overtly rude to nobody either, but I feel like don't be an asshole, you know what I'm saying? Right now it's not the time to be an asshole, for real. But lucky for me, it wasn't like that, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's always thing to see, like I said, either last night, and if not last night, the night before. It's a silver lining on every cloud, man. It's all about what you choose to look at and how you choose to perceive things, man. So let me get some of these motherfucking people in here, man. Start at the bottom, work my way to the top, man. You're on the line with Guy Knight. What's on your mind? Welcome to the night show. Caller. All right, ladies and gentlemen, maybe not. Sorry about that. We're moving our way on up the list. Appreciate whoever the fuck that was, Ghost Man. Appreciate you, Ghost Dad. Shout out to Bill Cosby. Wonder what's going on with Hit Trap. You on the line with God Night. What's on your mind?
God Night. What's up?
Ah, I can't even find him. And been back for more movie discussions, I see.
Yeah, just chilling. Same old. Yeah, man. Now, first of all, man, congratulations, man. Your daughter come home tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Appreciate that. Appreciate it, man. It's a big moment. I feel like, you know, I'm excited.
Yeah, no doubt.
They ain't really been together. You know, they ain't really been together, like, out in the world together. Well, I guess they had. We had them in the little hospital holding them together a couple times, stuff like that. But then you go back in your little, you know, box and shit and whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I appreciate your approach with, as you were saying, like, you know, instead of just the kid being cooped up in one space and things like that, you want to get them around and get them used to seeing different things and, you know, experiencing different lights and sounds and shit like that. That's I agree with that approach, man. You know what I mean?
I try to bring my dog around and shit, too. You know what I'm saying? Like we were talking about the other night when I was at one of the other shows I did. I be trying to bring my dog around it too, dog. You know what I'm saying? On the low, I let my dog lick her and shit, but you know what I'm saying? I guess I ain't alone no more. We on the radio. So. Sorry you had to get it that way, but you know, you get it how you live, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Entertainment value, motherfucker.
And Nice Guy Radio will be signing off for the night.
Telling you.
Why
that's how good.
Listen,
that's how good. Ain't nothing she could do. She at the hospital with the other baby. You know what I'm saying? She at the hospital with the other baby, man. So ain't nothing she can do right now. Nah, none of that. To the moon, Alice. To the moon. One of these days. I do not advocate domestic violence unless it is a self-defense situation. That ain't even cool, man. But if y'all don't know I'm playing, fuck y'all, man. I don't give a fuck. Take it how you want to.
Yeah, hopefully we ain't got no FCC on the line or nothing. They going to get letters. Yeah, he going to get letters. Mr. McIntyre's going to get letters. He going to get letters.
Hey, it's all good, man. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? You know me, man. I don't give a fuck. Fire me, dog. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Fire me, dog. It's all good. I've been against fool. You know what I'm saying? I start pimping again, fool. You know what I'm saying? Gator God Nice. That's what they used to call me. Gator God Nice. Gator don't play no shit. Gator ain't never been about playing no shit. What the fuck you talking about?
Yeah,
ain't nobody no FCC, dog. Fuck all that. Free Nation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, that's one thing I want to do. Oh, go ahead. One thing I wanted to say, man, was thinking about some shit. Feelings, man. That's the problem with a lot of things today, man. People get too caught up in their feelings, man. You know what I mean? And I think that's being when you look back at.
I disagree with you, but I want you to continue though.
Nah, well, I was gonna say, you know, when you look back at it, man, it's been 20 years or so, man, of the whole, you know, Dr. Phil's and all these talk shows and everything. How do you feel? What's going on? Let's get deeper into. Let's get psychoanalytic and everything like that. That's why everything, you know, you think of apologies now. Usually people apologize for what they say, but then they always put it with, like, you know, if I insulted anybody, I apologize for that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, because I got one of them sideways apologies the other night. But it was cool, though. But the person I was talking to, it was cool because we could be honest. You know what I'm saying?
And it was cool.
Yeah.
It was great. It was a great conversation, dog. You know what I'm saying? It was a great conversation. So, you know what I'm saying? I do understand what you're saying, though. I do. I agree with the sideways apology shit. People here very passive aggressive is what it is.
Well, and I think a lot of people on the other end too get caught up in their feelings. Like, you know, you can't really. I don't see why you could why you have to apologize for your opinion, for your honest opinion or something. You know what I'm saying?
You know. really you don't though. You know what I'm saying? If
that's
people,
what I'm saying.
You know the apologizing as a formality is meaningless. You know what I'm saying? Apology is only worthy or is only valuable if I feel bad. You know, if I said something, I'm like, yo, I shouldn't have said that. You know, I'm sorry. I feel different today than I did when I said it, man. And you're right. That was wrong of me to say. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's genuine, then it's okay, man. I feel like, you know, we all make mistakes. But you shouldn't apologize because it's a lot of people that disagree with you. You shouldn't apologize, motherfucker. You shouldn't apologize as a formality to regain favor in the public opinion. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't apologize for some shit that you really feel. You just sorry everybody else know now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, real shit. Real.
Those ain't reasons to apologize. You feel me? That's bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Exactly, man. Exactly. But people want you to apologize because they caught up in their feelings.
Oh, that hurt me. That's okay. That's possible. That's the risk we run. You know what I'm saying? That's the risk we run.
Yeah.
Our conversation does have that power. And that's okay if you're upset. You know what I'm saying? My standpoint is like this. This is the reason why I said I agree with you before I even really got to hear what you said. You know what I'm saying? Before I got to hear your explanation. Because I don't feel like feelings is bad. I just like feel like people is feeling the wrong things. You know what I'm saying? People is feeling this jealousy and this envy and this anger and this hatred. You know what I'm saying? Instead of feeling compassion and love and joy. You know what I'm saying? Forgiveness and humility. You know, people feeling the wrong shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's a better description. You know what I'm saying? I didn't tag it. I just put it as all feelings, but you know exactly the negative feeling. Exactly.
I'm telling you, man, because, you know, I feel like even your example with Dr. Phil, and I throw Steve Harvey in there, and I throw all these motherfuckers like Maury and fucking Montel and Sarah Jesse Raphael, Jenny Jones, like all these motherfuckers up and down the line. You know what I'm saying? This whole time, dog. Ricky Lake, all that.
Yeah. Steve Wilco.
All these shows have promoted things that were very sensational, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mother love and shit. Yeah.
All this subject matter, but it's all this subject matter, this, you know what I'm saying? Because they're shooting for the entertainment value. Like, you know what I mean? Like, hey, we, of course, we want this show to have entertainment value, but at the same time, like, one of the things that I want to be entertaining to you is that, hey, man, we just regular motherfuckers like y'all joining the conversation. You know what I'm saying? We just want to talk to each other and to y'all. You know what I mean? It's all about what you're choosing to find entertainment in. You know what I'm saying? Because I had a conversation with the big homie Mudknot. Shout out to Mudknot Studio. I had a conversation with the big homie Mudknot one time where he was, you know, we were talking about music, of course, like we always do, and he was saying just because you don't like it don't mean it ain't good. And I'm like, yeah, that's true, but you know what I'm saying? This shit is supposed to be entertainment, and if it's not entertaining, then what the fuck is its value? You know what I'm saying? I'll rejoin this music discussion tomorrow night. I got something for y'all. I just couldn't get it up tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? Sorry, man. You know, y'all didn't stimulate enough. Should have motherfucking juggled the balls and shit. Couldn't get it up tonight. Sorry. I got to smoke another one. Try again 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. But I got something for y'all motherfuckers tomorrow, though. Tomorrow we're going to lay it down right, come back with this music thing. But, you know, all this shit is everybody want the entertainment value. And the entertainment value is with these sensationalized topics of abuse. And, you know, like you was talking about with the Sleeper show. And that shit motherfucking, the movie came on today, too. But, I'm telling you, talk about coincidence, motherfuckers, everywhere you look. But, everybody wants these sensationalized things, and they try to target relationships, and they're giving you advice that ain't necessarily healthy because people ain't going to the root of the problem. And that's what I'm trying to do here. That's why I want to acknowledge and recognize feelings, because people say these things, you in your feelings, like, motherfucker, like you brought to me one time that you can't say it's not business, hey, like it's business and it's not personal, because I'm a person and it's always personal, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So at the same time, because I'm a person, what makes me a person is my feelings, you know what I mean? Otherwise, I would be a robot. So you have to acknowledge those feelings. I feel like the people, if you really feel that valid, then you go out there and you make your statement against it. Don't be a coward, you know, because you ain't even, these motherfuckers don't even be trolls. You don't even have the expertise for me to call you a troll. You ain't in my league, player, but you just go on the blogs and the comment boards and shit and be talking crazy and reckless and shit, and then everybody make their little hashtags and start these little propaganda movements. Which ain't really no footwork behind none of this shit. That's how you get all these people backtracking and shit and apologizing for shit. That's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Did your man, Bomani Jones, ever apologize for that T-shirt?
Not that I see.
Good. I hope he don't. Fuck that.
I don't think there's no need to.
It was a funny shirt. It was dope. Fuck y'all talking about shit. Get over it, cuz.
Yeah. It was a good point. Like, you know, this is the white equivalent of the Indians uniform that you see every time, 162 games a season at least. And then you see their fans, and everybody likes Cleveland and wear the same shit. This is the equivalent. You know what I mean?
Even if you're doing it for that. But if you it just might be a T-shirt that's in your closet. You thought it was dope and you bought it. You know what I'm saying?
You might not make a statement. You don't think, yeah, the reason you thinking it's dope usually, most likely, is because it's making that statement, you know.
It's all good, though.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying.
I agree with you.
And it's cool. Yeah.
I agree with you. People get butthurt and they get extra sensitive over things that they people, it's like a mirror. That's why all these things are like a mirror. And you know what I'm saying? It just magnify the hate that you have for yourself. I feel like that's where a lot of this starts. I ain't even get to breaking down this theory here yet with people, but we'll touch it a little bit tonight. I feel like that's where it starts. Because a lot of people hate themselves. You hate your inadequacy. You hate your insecurity. You hate your fear. You know what I'm saying? Like, you hate these things about yourself.
So they build delusions of grandeur. You know what I'm saying?
And you project them upon these people. Because that's the only way you can survive with those things. You just suppress it. You know what I'm saying? People just suppress that shit, dog, and don't acknowledge it and go out here and project that shit onto the people that's practicing and doing the same thing that they hate themselves for. That's why everybody hate everybody else.
Trying to change yourself from the outside instead of the inside. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to change yourself. That's what trying to be somebody else is all about. You know what I'm saying? Is trying to change yourself from the outside instead of the inside.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree that vanity do play a large part in it. You know what I'm saying? And I also kind of feel like vanity is something that's part of the human affliction, though. That's just something that we struggle with as people. You know what I'm saying? But also, you don't have the social structure that's in place to reassure people and make them more comfortable and confident in themselves and to build positive self-image. You know what I'm saying? You build these unreachable expectations with these models, with these super fake asses and all these people with all this enhancement and all that shit. And women feel terrible about themselves their whole life, and then dude's supposed to be this and all that. You know what I'm saying? Like the stereotypes that exist. And anyway, man, that's a whole nother show, man. But I appreciate Von him being here and kicking that out, man, lighting the firecracker, you know what I'm saying? I want you to try and get rolling and just keep on moving, man. Go ahead and support that movement. Make sure you hit that online store and your promo code Guy Nights. This has been another edition of The Night Shift. We are here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. We are going to officially be broadcasting live from Denver next motherfucking week, dog. Make sure you're there. We still got one more show for you this week, man. Make sure you turn up, you know what I'm saying? I got special stuff. Another one of them funky fuckery music classicals for y'all tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? Till then, I see you on the other side. Gonna be some sweet love coming down.